This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We got some texts from quite a few people talking about started picking up garbage. They were in the parking lot, picked up a piece of garbage. Another person said they picked up a piece of garbage in Gulfport on the walk to his car. Thank you so much for doing the same. I don't know about you, but I think you're going to feel better. I do. Just play my little part, pick up a piece of garbage. That is my goal each and every day, and have been doing it for quite a while now. And it matters. You know, hopefully other people see me do it, and they pick up garbage as well. Little things in life. You know, we've been talking a lot about Doge, and we've been giving you examples of different things that have come up since this started. And interestingly, I came across a piece of a reporter that did an investigation of an organization called the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. It is funded. It was created by Congress and funded by the federal government. It occupies a 9-story office tower. Now, there are 230 employees in the agency. But what this reporter found a couple of years ago, and I think he's now turned it over to Doge, and it's probably on the hit list, and more likely than not, it's going to go away. I mean, this is absolutely crazy if this is true, what is going on here. So the reporter says that the managers, their offices have they're like luxury suites with bathrooms and, you know, showers and this, and that's how this thing is designed. And they record themselves because they travel. I mean, they work not necessarily in the office. So the director may live somewhere and record himself as having to be in D.C. for a long period of time. And while they're in D.C. for that period of time, they qualify that as a business trip. So all of the meals and all the living expenses are covered by taxpayers. Yes, you heard me correct. So they do that. So they basically live rent-free, expense-free. And, you know, this agency is, its mission is to serve as a voluntary mediator between unions and businesses. It's an independent agency. Small agency. But the abuses here are absolutely unbelievable. The reporter said that they found self-serving violations of hiring, pay, contracting, purchase card rules. He couldn't discover why the agency actually existed, doesn't know whether or not they actually served as a mediator. They had numbers of junkets to resort destinations. And basically, this was to facilitate personal vacations for their families. It was like kind of all a ruse. They were saying that they were going down to these places for marketing purposes to try and get people to know about them, if you can believe that. One top federal mediation and conciliation service official by the name of George Cohen used a recreation and reception fund. He would order champagne, $200 coasters for his office, purchase artwork painted by his wife. This little agency commissioned paintings of all of its top employees. And one employee told the reporter it was like these were reigning kings or something, and they'd never seen anything like it before. They spent $2,402 retouching the portrait of someone who briefly held the top job in an acting capacity. One employee, so that what they would do is they all had credit cards, government credit cards, and they unblocked the protection so that they could basically charge anything on these cards. And they were funding personal expenses. One employee leased a BMW. Another, the IT director, billed the government for his wife's cell phone, cable TV at home, and his vacation home, and even a subscription to USA Today. Another employee rented a storage unit near his home in rural Virginia, 2 hours from the office where he was supposedly working at, to store personal possessions, photo albums, and the like. Purchases at jewelry store totaling $18,000, and then destroying all of the purchase card records and receipts before they left the agency. One employee, when he retired from the Federal Mediation and Consulting Service, he incorporated an LLC to which another employee of that agency paid him $85,000 using his purchase card, listing it as a call center service. That company had never had a website nor a working phone. It was all a sham. When the accountant, Carol Booth, blew the whistle on the financial abuses to the General Services Administration, which manages purchase cards and contracting, that she was forced to send an email by her boss rescinding her previous statement. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. $30,000 on marketing trinkets. They also had an agency office in Hawaii. Their home office, an in-house gym, TVs for the gym, ice makers in the gym, stereos in the gym. Expenses that were actually business related actually paid for some of the employees' enrollment in grammar classes and listening and memory skills development courses to the tune of $900, $700. And I mean, the list just goes on and on and on as to what this organization did. They just ran their personal expenses through here like it was crazy. One top of agency official was paid $174,000 a year. His duty station was listed as Iowa. so that he could have all of his living expenses and food paid for in D.C. Now, he actually lived in D.C., but in order to scam the system, they put it as Iowa, and therefore he was reimbursed for his food and lodging. This is unbelievable. These people should go to jail. When an employee raised the issue to an agency lawyer, the lawyer told him that they should not raise these issues. It would open a can of worms. This is the kind of stuff that's being, and I said this the other day, one byproduct of DOGE is that other people that know of other things that are going on that have never been looked into, if they have any success at all with DOGE, they're going to be coming out of the woodwork. And this is the classic example of that happening. You know, why are we taxpayers funding a federal mediation and conciliation service, a voluntary, not-for-profit organization to serve as a voluntary mediator between unions and businesses? Really? How about they bear the cost of that? How about the union and the business bear the cost of that? Why are we involved in this transaction at all? This is the classic example when you're talking about scope of what you want the federal government involved in. I mean, this is crazy. They should be lining these people up for the federal penitentiary. It's enough to give you a headache. And then if that's not bad enough, you'll find out that since 1951, which it may have served a purpose in 1951, but it continues on today, you, the taxpayers of the United States of America, are funding Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Why? They're dealing with issues in allegedly trying to give fair and balanced news in Europe. Europeans deciding what is fair and balanced over there. How does that align with our best interests? Why are we financing this? There's so many different ways to get news. Why would we think that this is going to be the one of choice? And we're financing all of this. So now that they've been put on notice that this is going on the chopping block, of course, what do? We run to the courts, right? You can't bring this gravy train to an end. We have become accustomed to this lifestyle. We provide critical services. Well, prove it. Prove the critical services that you're providing that work in the best interests of this country. Other than the fact that we're financing it and we're paying you and you get a paycheck over there in, I think this place headquarters is in Czechoslovakia, if my memory serves me correct. Read so many of these articles. It's just absolutely incredulous. Yeah, it's in Prague. They're based in Prague. So why aren't Europeans funding this? Well, that's exactly what's happening now. They're reaching out to all of these European countries saying, you know, we provide this critical service. We need to keep this standing up. The U.S. is turning their back on us. The U.S. is turning their back on us. Are we their babysitters? I mean, maybe Donald Trump doesn't articulate it in the right way, but boy, does he have a lot of fodder here. Is there a lot of material? As to what are we doing? How does this work to our best interests? Let them fund it. Let them run it. It's Radio Free Europe. Now, I understand during the Cold War, there may have been, you know, when the technologies were not as advanced as they are today, that it was a lot easier to connect these dots back then. But here today, in 2025, we really believe that this would be critical infrastructure, critical to the safety and security of our homeland, Radio Free Europe? I don't think so. I don't believe that for a minute. And if they believe that in Europe, then let them finance it. So they're reaching out now to other European nations, and it seems as though the biggest selling point that they have is that we've been around for 75 years. This can't come to an end. Well, why not? If that's so important to Europe, you fund it yourself. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You know what's interesting is everyone kind of looks at all of this through the lens of party. Never mentioned party at all as it related to that story. That organization has been around since 1951. Talked about how it may have been of some value and use in 1951. What this is emblematic of is a number of things. But first, let me read this text. I know you're smart enough to realize that the overwhelming majority of federal civil servants enjoy nothing close to the nonsense you're describing. We work out of cubicles according to very strict rules. DOGE is demonizing the rank and file. Now, DOGE is not demonizing the rank and file. The rank and file is demonizing the rank and file. Because each and every one of you know about all of these abuses that are going on. You may not be one of the abusers, but you know who the abusers are within your organization. And you are very comfortable sitting back and doing nothing about it. And neither were a lot of other people. That's how the bureaucracy grows and survives. Is an untalked about incestuous culture that develops within an organization. We just talked about all kinds of abuses in the New Orleans Police Department. You don't think other people knew? They all knew. They never said anything. They never brought it to the forefront. It isn't DOGE demonizing you. These organizations have allowed themselves to run amok for decades. Don't blame DOGE for pointing out the obvious. If an auditor comes in and finds all of this stuff, you're going to blame the auditor? It's no different. I love this. DOGE has no legal authority to take care of these issues. Says who? They're just making observations and making recommendations to the executive branch of government, who does, by the way, under the Constitution, have the legal authority to take care of these issues. Oh, and by the way, that organization you spoke about existed during Trump's first term. Yeah, he missed it. He missed it. It may be why he's gone about doing what he's doing this time, because he doesn't want to be browbeat by the bureaucracy who don't want any of this to go away. They want this to keep going and to keep perpetuating itself and to keep covering personal expenses at the taxpayers' cost over and over and over again. This doesn't mean that all federal civil service employees, all federal employees are criminals. It doesn't mean that. What this means is that this exercise has meaning, not unlike every other audit exercise. I remember when Sheriff Harry Lee asked me if I wanted to be the CFO of the organization. He called me in the office and I said, I would love that opportunity and challenge. I have one request. And he says, what's that? I said, I want it to be approved and authorized for me to hire an internal auditor. Because I think that that is what it takes to be successful, one of the tools necessary to be successful as a CFO. Thankfully, I had a good one who made my job so easy on so many different fronts. It was crazy. But we knew where the areas were where we had the most risk because how we had to set up internal controls. And we ensured that we would go audit that area. And sure enough, we found problems. We charged people criminally. We went about, I'm not talking about anything I haven't done myself. Made very difficult decisions. People I knew. People I knew their families. Knew their kids. It doesn't matter. You can't let it exist. It will eat you alive. And it grows like a cancer. This isn't Doge's problem. It's amazing that people, you know, oh, the Doge exercises peanuts. Really? How do you know that? If you change the culture of the bureaucracy, that's peanuts. If you put in internal controls and you put in, which is going to come later, hopefully, to make sure that these things reveal themselves in a more expeditious fashion. That's not peanuts. That's a big accomplishment. Just take Trump's face off of it for a moment. Put Obama's face on it. Whoever you want to put. Biden, it doesn't really matter. It is a worthwhile exercise. And just as I predicted, this exercise by Doge is going to give confidence to others that know exactly what's going on in their respective agencies, and the whistleblowers will be lining up. They will cover the parade grounds in Washington, D.C. The line will be so long, and you're already seeing it. You're already seeing it. And instead of those people being punished and being frowned upon, they're going to have somebody that's going to listen to them and take action. And guess what? You're going to root out waste, fraud, and abuse. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.